St. John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Thus saith the Lord. My dear friends in Christ, what is more important than being free? What is more important than having true freedom in our heart, in our soul? Freedom from sin and death that can only come from the one who was willing to be captured, to be imprisoned, willing to be sent to death, to his death on the cross. Our freedom, our true freedom in the heart and soul, also no doubt comes from the fact that Jesus did not stay dead. He didn't stay in the tomb. He died once, but he'll never die again. And he promises whoever believes in him will live, will inherit everlasting life. We enjoy a lot of freedom here in our country, in the United States of America, and we confess they are all those freedoms are by God's grace, but the greatest freedom of all, the greatest freedom of all, is the freedom that Christ alone brings. Even someone who sits in jail can have that greatest freedom of all in the heart, in the soul, knowing, believing that God, for Christ's sake, forgives everything, forgives everything, removing completely the condemnation that our sins deserve. The Bible says there is no condemnation, no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. How can he say that? How can he do that when we know we are by nature sinful and unworthy? Because Christ embraced the condemnation that our sins deserved. For the joy that was set before him, Christ endured the what? The cross. Our condemnation. There is no greater freedom than that. Knowing, believing, Christ has done everything needful for us to be saved. There are no bars strong enough to keep that freedom from being spread and from creating new life, new hope, new faith in hearts and souls. True freedom we're talking about here. True freedom, because there is such a thing as false freedom. Basically what the devil sold to Adam and Eve. Go ahead and pursue your own happiness above all else. Go ahead and have your other gods. Pursue your own, quote, freedom. If you take what God has forbidden, who cares? You'll be free. Your eyes will be opened. You'll become as gods. And we surely have no shortage of gods today. Everyone thinks they're God. Don't you dare tell me that I'm sinful or that I'm committing any kind of sin. Don't you dare judge me. I can do what I want. I live in a free country, after all. But this is exactly the same message that Satan seduced Adam and Eve. Just go ahead and follow wherever your heart leads you. Don't pay attention to the Bible. That's old. That's old-fashioned. Church, that's old-fashioned. Being faithful to God, that's old-fashioned. You do what is most comfortable and most convenient for you. The commandments, those are old. The Bible, that's old, even though it is actually the best-selling book of all time. But regardless, just do what comes naturally. Isn't that what true freedom is? The ability for us to do whatever we want, whenever we want. Jesus Christ disagrees. He doesn't mince words. True freedom is not about doing whatever we want. He says, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, the slave of sin." And Jesus Christ, above all, does not want us to be slaves to sin. He wants to bring that true freedom into our heart. Because sin is a hard taskmaster. It doesn't care about our soul. It seeks to take control of everything and in the end leave us with nothing. It isn't content with just a little bit. It wasn't content to let King David have just a little look upon a woman that wasn't his. It sought to take control of his whole life and leave him with nothing. We know what happened. It literally ripped lives apart. It ripped a wife away from her husband. It ripped her husband's life away completely. It ripped the life of David's son away completely. And left unchecked, it would have completely taken away David's life too. But by God's grace, by His mercy, by His Spirit, David repented. He confessed his sin. And by God's Spirit, he believed. And he changed his ways. But a songwriter once wrote, "Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Cost you far more than you want to pay." The good news is that Christ came to give us complete freedom from the power of sin. Completely forgiving our every sin. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to them that are bound." What prison? The prison of our sin. Christ came to give us true freedom from sin and death by going to the cross, by rising again, and promising that we will rise. Rise not just on the last day, but rise right here and now in our soul, in our spirit, in the forgiveness of our sins. "If the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed." Many think that church is all about the rules, all about taking our freedoms away by giving us all these rules, as though we have to be some kind of goody-two-shoe that never sins in any way. But the true message of the gospel is that Jesus already followed the rules, all the rules, to make us acceptable to the Father. Already living that absolute perfect life. There isn't a single rule that we can follow that will make us worthy of heaven, because Christ already fulfilled them all. The greatest freedom of all is knowing that Christ accomplished everything needful for us to be saved, delivered us from every sin, made everything right between us and God, left nothing undone for our salvation, and says simply, believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Giving us that true faith. Giving us true repentance that does not embrace sin. Before Luther discovered the true gospel, he spent many a year trapped by this lie that we can free ourselves by just trying harder. Say more prayers. Do more good works. But he was raised to think of Christ as well as just a judge, only a judge, not a savior, who cared only about punishing sin. But if we could somehow try hard enough, maybe it was possible we could finally please this angry God. Somehow, some way, maybe we could do enough. But the more he tried, the more uncertain he became that he had done enough. The one thing he was sure of is that he absolutely, actually had not done enough, and that he would surely perish if he were to die that day. How can we be sure we have ever done enough if salvation depends on us? The good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ has done enough. And he promises, if the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed. It's not just facts. It's not just information that saves us. It's a person. It's a Son. The only begotten Son who saves us. What's interesting is that it wasn't that Luther had never read these promises. He actually lectured and taught on these promises. But he didn't yet see them as that. Here's an example. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Obviously, it's a passage talking about faith, but that's not what Luther saw. He saw only that God was angry with him because his eyes were not yet open. He was not believing what he was reading. He was reading what he believed. That God was still angry. But Jesus promises, if the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed. Luther finally saw the light that Christ freely gives us everything we need to be saved. Well, why? Why did it happen at that time? Why not before? Why not years before? Because that was the time that was right. Because God chose at that time to deliver Luther from his prison. The prison of self-righteousness, works righteousness. And for the rest of his life, Luther never forgot what God did for him. He understood what real prison meant. Living for so long without the Savior, for so long without true faith, he understood what true freedom meant, the value of knowing that everything needful for salvation is complete in Christ, and that nothing compares to that freedom in Christ. He says simply, come to me. Believe in me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. There are many gods out there that we can serve, that we can follow. We have the, quote, freedom to serve any god that we please. In our day, it's more about the permissiveness god, the anything goes god. But only one God saves. Only one God sent His Son to save us. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. May He continue to give us that true faith by His Spirit, by His Word, and continue to grant us that true freedom in the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.